down in section, and then that split, so.
King Klein was over and he was telling me about it.
Oh, it was nuts.
We'll get a meeting started. We'll stand and do the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Ballinger.
Here.
Edmonds.
Here.
Buchanan.
Here.
Wise.
Present.
Srilik.
Here. We have some people this evening who wants to approach the council. We have Mr. Lovell. State your name, please, if you would, for the record.
Alex Lovell.
Thank you.
I guess the reason I came this evening was I was notified that maybe the council had questions about Airbnbs or some of the people that are running Airbnbs. So that's why I came tonight to, I guess, address you guys in regards to them. I don't know if there's questions that I can try to answer or what, but I have a few notes that I'd go through real quick with you, and maybe that will answer some of the questions. So for the Airbnbs, a short-term rental would be a house, apartment, or a single bedroom available to rent for typically less than 30 days, with duration limits varying by local ordinances. The rental property may be owner-occupied, owner-adjacent, or owner-absent. While similar arrangements have been made informally for years, websites like Airbnb and VRBO make short-term rentals easier and safer for both property owners and consumers. They have a lot of protections against the property owners and stuff. If there's damage to their property, things like that, they'll reimburse them for the damages. As a result, the demand for these have significantly increased over the years. Governments around the country are benefiting directly and indirectly from these rentals. There's increased earnings for constituents. Depending on the local location, property owners can make upwards of several thousand dollars a month by renting to vacationers. On average, the typical Airbnb proprietor earns around $900 a month. For our small business, Grimsley's Flower Store, the income from the short-term rental is sufficient to offset slower times when we have less sales. Also, potential rental income was cited by our lender as a key reason we were eligible for a small business loan, as it's more reliable than from retail sales. Increased earnings for local businesses. While on vacation, guests will eat, drink, and shop in our community. This is a boost to the local economy. Each renter who has stayed with us has purchased groceries and takeout food in the local community. We've seen shopping bags from businesses such as Save-A-Lot and Ted's Garage. Several of the renters would not have stayed in Clinton if we did not offer an Airbnb. They were traveling with pets and or large groups that wouldn't have been accommodated in a traditional hotel setting. Increased profit for local businesses means the local government gets taxes from these purchases. Additionally, ordinances can be passed to directly tax stays at short-term rentals. Popular platforms like Airbnb and VRBO offer direct integration with their platforms to help ensure taxes are consistently and accurately collected. Airbnb has paid $2.6 billion in taxes to local governments in the past 7 years. Several Illinois counties and cities are integrated with the Airbnb platform to automatically charge local taxes, and no action is required by the hosts. You can go to the airbnb.com/city portal, and it explains more about this process. Hosts can update their listings to automatically change local taxes if the tax isn't directly integrated with the platform. Providing a business-friendly process to register short-term rentals and clearly outline expectations, including desired taxes in city ordinances. Popular ordinances include short-term rental tax. Other local governments in Illinois have set taxes between 4% and 10%, with 5% being the most common amount. Occupancy rates are typically around 60% for short-term rentals. If rentals are priced on average around $115 a night at 5%, the city would earn approximately $100 a month from each short-term rental. Rental prices and occupancy rates will vary depending on the location and what the hosts charge. Typically, there's a limit to stays of less than 30 days, and a few municipalities allow for 90 days or greater. Each city has its own unique considerations. For example, the city of Clinton may consider 90 days to accommodate the length of outages at the power plant or people that come to the area for seasonal work. These rentals may have a lesser negotiated nightly price depending on the host settings in Airbnb and VRBO. However, the 100% occupancy, even at a lower rate, typically exceeds profits made at a 60% occupancy rate in that same time period for both the host and the city. Business permits are required regardless for state tax purposes. A short-term rental license can be required to help track the number of rentals and help ensure taxes are being collected appropriately. Generally, hosts and short-term rental companies alike benefit from banning parties at short-term rentals as they can be destructive to the property. The Airbnb has officially banned parties for any of the people that are registered on their site. And on the topic of commercial use versus residential uses, courts have been divided. Some systems have found short-term rentals to be residential use and others commercial use. There's also been successful pushback in some court systems on the whole ban on short-term rentals as an infringement on homeowners' rights. The National League of Cities has a dashboard that can be used to see how different cities have enacted local ordinances for their area with links to ordinance languages. That's all I have.
Okay. Right now, the only place we are zoned for short-term rentals is around the square. We do not have it in residential areas. Is that what you're trying to start an Airbnb in a residential area?
No, ours is located on the square. It's above Grimsley's Flower Store. But I know there's other ones in town that are in residential areas.
Yeah, we kind of trying to keep track of them. We've already had some complaints about them.
And I also know that from past experience, there's just people in town that aren't registered on the Airbnb website or the VRBO website that rent.
Sound like a dog. That's a dog. I'm sorry.
They'll have like their basement and they'll rent out that to somebody that comes to the power plant for a couple of weeks or a couple of months. And basically they're acting like a short-term rental, even though they're not registered and using a website to advertise.
Yeah, short-term rentals, anything under 30 days.
Yes. And I know there's some of those that go on in town.
We understand that. That's where we're trying to get people aware. They're violating the codes right now. Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Seth?
Seth Reddington. I reside here in Clinton.
Thank you.
It's been a while since I come up here and talked. Let there be a pretty good gap in time so everybody could look into some of the questions that I asked. One of the questions I asked was about health and safety commissioners drawing additional pay as firemen. It was stated by Commissioner Edmonds that all the past ones have done it. I was just curious to see if you'd done your research, Commissioner Edmonds, and if you had an answer on that.
No, I don't have access to that information. I'd have to have Clint look that up, and then I'd also some of those records might have gone past the time of destruction. It is not prohibited by the state of Illinois, however.
Question I asked was, have they drawn pay? Those records are available right here at City Hall. I have access to them, and I received them.
Okay,
that's good enough. The other thing I asked a question was on September the 12th, 2021. That's when the fireboat was supposed to got picked up. Letter came from the Clinton Fire Department. Chris White's name was signed to it. Says that's when they personally acquired the boat. Now, I've asked that question time and time and time again. What time of the day was it picked up on that September the 12th, 2021? The reason why I ask is Commissioner Ballinger had a lot of time turned in that day for fire calls. One last question. Mayor Schrierlich, you appoint the tree commission. Is that correct?
Pardon?
You appoint the tree commission?
No, I'm not on the tree commission.
But you oversee that? Who do I talk to in the tree commission? I have a tree on my property. Commissioner Buchanan physically set foot on that property and looked. It's been 6 months ago. I want to cut that tree down. It's on private property the way I see it.
That's what we told you it was.
You said you would produce a letter.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
You don't need to have a letter to cut a tree on your own personal property.
Well, since it was close, I said, I'll cut it. It doesn't matter to me, but I don't want to hear any flack over it.
I told you cut it. It's not our tree.
Okay, now it's on public record. That's all I need. Thank you.
You're welcome. You'll need a motion to approve the minutes of January the 3rd, 2023.
I'll make that motion.
It's on second.
Motion been made. Second. Any discussion on the minutes? Call the roll.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Schrierlich?
Yes. I have nothing to report. We'll move down to streets bills. And public improvement.
I have nothing.
I got bills.
I got to do bills.
Oh, I'm sorry. Bills and payroll.
Damn.
Change the order again.
General administration, $15,149.94. Police, $11,164.87. Fire, $24,089.77. Street, $11,472.65. Parks, $253.75. Liability insurance, $225. Garbage disposal, $30,452.66. Cemetery, $896.06. Water operations, $37,604.43. Sewer operation, $8,604.33. EPA Westside sewer loan payment, $14,303.04. DUI equipment, $1,174.30. Motor fuel tax, $3,522.51. Warner Hospital and Health Services operating account, $491,060.60.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Have a motion to approve the bills and payroll.
I move to approve the bills and payroll.
Second.
Second. Any discussion on the bills and payroll? If not, call the roll, please.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Schrierlich?
Yes. We'll go back to streets and public improvement.
I have nothing.
You have nothing. Public property.
I don't have a whole lot. The guys have been making some strides in finding some leaks that were very difficult to find. Had a couple that were leaking underneath and running into, get into like a sewer. and it was hard for it to come. If they come up, they're easy to find because they blast out and they're not too bad. But we had two that just had to keep tracking and try to find out where they were at and finally found them. That's helped out immensely. So the guys have been working diligently in getting them taken care of, and all the departments have been working together the same way. And so that pretty much is everyday stuff. That's all I've got.
Health and safety.
I've just got this paper I passed around to you guys on the fire department. Just to give you a breakdown of what went on last year, 932 calls total. 797 of those were in the city limits, with 135 outside city limits into the power plant. If you go to the back of the sheet, you can see where the full-time engineers reached out for some grants and were able to receive almost $58,000 in grants that bought equipment that made it the city did not have to purchase. And out of ordinance we passed to collect for out-of-district calls we ran for people driving through, we were able to collect almost $15,000. And that's the first time we've ever done that. We never collected in the past. So that's all an advantage, too. So just a little idea of what's going on. So, Ben, you got anything? Steven, you got anything? I have nothing else.
Thank you. Accounts and finance, Tommy?
I don't have anything today.
Okay. We don't have any unfinished business. We're going to put some items on file. The first one is the resolution in support of the tax increment financing, or TIF program. Next is a supplemental resolution for the 2022 MFT summer maintenance of $1,000. The last one is finding of facts for special use number 373, and that's putting a building on an empty lot for David Zaraki and Don Holvey. With that, that finishes our public business. We'll go into closed session.
Motion.
Nothing will be voted on when we come out.
Motion to hold a closed session for approval of closed session minutes and employment of employee.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Call the roll.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes. Thank you.
Have a good evening. Careful.
Motion to
adjourn. Motion to adjourn.
Like the motion.
Second.
Call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes. Meeting adjourned.